Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 34 after 1 o'clock. We're in the state capitol in Senate Finance Room. We have chairs Olson Stedman, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. We have one item on today's agenda. That would be HB 57, Communication Devices in School, in Public Schools. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for House Bill 57 Finance, 34-LS0064-O, before the committee as our working document.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. I will object for an explanation. I invite Liz Harpold, staff to Chair Olson to the Senate Finance Committee table. Introduce yourself and go over what the CS does.
Thank you. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. The work draft that's being distributed now, version O, adds some things to the version that we adopted yesterday, T, and keeps, including keeping the $700 BSA increase, the 10% increase to pupil transportation, and the underlying wireless telecommunications device policy. What's new to the bill is language around tracking the progress of high school graduates, charter school application dates and renewals, and the establishment of a legislative task force on education funding. Sections 1 and 7 of Version O relate to updating the duties of the Department of Labor and Workforce Development to track the progress of high school students after they graduate. Sections 2 and 3 provide that charter school applications can be turned in at any time during the school year for the following school year, and that the local school board shall announce this deadline. Districts will be empowered to create simplified procedures for the renewal of charter schools. And then Section 8 establishes the task force. It also outlines the duties and its membership, and it notes that it's funded through the legislature. The sunset for the task force will be January 31st, 2027. And those are the changes in version O of this bill.
Thank you for that, Liz Harpold. Do committee members have questions on the CS? Senator Kaufman.
Thank you. I guess to the committee, I'm just curious, has there been any work done to reconcile this with the potential objections that may just drive us into the same cycle of veto and veto override and ultimately budget line item veto?
There has been discussion with the other body, but as it relates to a veto, I don't think that dialogue has taken place. Mm-hmm. Further questions?
If I may.
Senator Kaufman.
I want to just remind everybody, particularly folks listening at home, that this job's not done until we get past that last hurdle, which is avoiding a three-quarter line item veto in the budget, because that's an insurmountable task to try and override. So I hope that folks are aiming at a durable solution with what we're doing with this. And if we're not, we're not really winning anything. So
thank you, Senator Kaufman. Further comments? With that, I remove my objection. Are there further objections to adopting the CS? Seeing none, the CS is adopted. Senator Stedman, fiscal notes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have three fiscal notes. First one, from the Department of Education and Early Development, the allocations of public and education fund, OMB, component number is 2804, $184 million the first year. In 27, another $184 million, $24,000, but 28, $184 million, kind of running across. The next one. Is again the Department of Education Early Development appropriations for K-12 aid for school districts, pupil transportation is the allocation. OMB number is 144, and it's zero. There's four of these, Mr. Chairman. The third one, again, is the Department of Education and Early Development, Mount Edgecombe High School. Locations, Mount Edgecombe High School, OMB component number 1060, $494,600, flat going out from 26 on to 31. That's fiscal years. The fourth and final one, Mr. Chairman. Department of Education, Early Development again, K-12 aid to school districts, foundation program, OMB component number 141 is zero, Mr. Chairman. There is the four fiscal notes.
Revenues. Call the meeting back to order. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hot off the press, two more. We haven't spent enough money here today. This is also the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Commissioner, Appropriations, the Commissioner of Administrative Services, Allocations, Labor Market Information, OMB component number 336, $31,600. Running out continually forward on through 31, covering personnel services and some services. The other new fiscal note, and Mr. Chairman, I do apologize. They were sitting here on my desk. I just missed them in my pile. The last one is the department affected, the legislature. Legislative council is allocation, council and subcommittees, component number 783. It goes out for 2 years, the life of the component here. It would be $80,000 per year for FY26, FY27. That, Mr. Chairman, is the fiscal notes on the bill and as amended.
Questions on the fiscal note before I take an at ease? call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Senator Stedman, motion to move.
Mr. Chairman, that's just a brief headings.
Brief headings. I'll send the Finance Committee back to order. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 57 Finance 34-LS-0067-O from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations as amended.
Is there objection?
Object.
Objection. You want to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to state that I appreciate quick movement on obviously a very important topic of education funding. I'm just echo the sentence of my legislator to my left here of, is this enough to get us over the hump? Is it enough to have something that actually works for everybody and is a done deal versus what we've been going through? So with that said, I'll remove my objection.
Thank you. Is there further objection to moving the committee, the bill from committee with individual recommendations? Seeing none, stand at ease while members sign the report. Senate Finance Committee to order. That concludes the agenda today. Do any members have any final comments? Seeing none, our next meeting will be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We are adjourned.